Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Happenings. What's Up with Midland? By Morgan Taylor Thomas. At Cafe at the Gardens. Market at the Gardens, Saturday. At Centennial Park. Music in the Park, Friday, June 30th. Movie in the Park, June 8th and 22nd. Mextex Family Fiesta, June 10th. At the Destination. Tejano Thirsty Thursdays, Thursday. The Dustin Tolliver Band, Friday. Jerry Hart and Flatland, Saturday. Karaoke Night, June 8th. Friday Night Live, The Rick Carr Band, June 9th. Stephanie Montiel, June 10th. Open Mic Night, June 15th. Friday Night Live, Roasted Crow, June 16th. Mike Donnell, June 17th. Friday Night Live, Gone by Nine, June 23rd. Case Harden, June 24th. Friday Night Live, The Day Trips, June 30th. At the Horseshoe, Third Annual Shale Energy Conference and Trade Show, June 7th and 8th. Clay Walker, June 7th. Desert Paws Obedience Club, June 9th through 11th. Midland Cattle Barons Ball, June 10th. Dan Cruz Classics, June 17th. Micro Market. Micro Market Saturday. Midland AF Summer Art Crawl Friday. At Midland Beer Garden Pride Month Celebration with Pride Center West Texas Saturday. At the Museum of the Southwest Downtown Midland Farmers Market every Saturday. Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series, Sunday and June 11th, 18th, and 25th. At the Tailgate, The Great Divide, June 9th. Casey Donahue, June 17th. At Tall City Brewing Company, Brew Jitsis, Sunday. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Britt Floyd, June 13th, Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy, June 15th, Madagascar the Musical, June 21st, Cinema Under the Stars, Top Gun, June 25th, at the Yucca Theater, Summer Mummers begins this weekend. Three Things to Do in Midland This Weekend, June 2nd through 4th, by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Shindig with a Central Texas Band. Hailing from Bastrop, the Dustin Tolliver Band is the next up-and-coming Southern rock and country crew from the Lone Star State. Usually packing bars and venues, DTB is sure to bring a sight to see to the destination stage. The concert is free to the public, Friday, 7 p.m. to midnight at 1705 West Industrial. Shop locally till you drop. Head downtown for June's Micro Market, the Tall City's number one collection of local vendors and shops located in one area. Guests can expect anything from clothing and accessories to self-care products, home decor, baked goods, and more. No entry fee required, and animals are welcome to join if they're leashed. Don't forget the sunscreen. June 3rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wall Street. Soak up the sun with a side of Toe Tappin' Tunes. The Summer Lawn Series is back at the Museum of the Southwest and is kicking off the 2023 season with none other than the homegrown crew, the Midland Dares Band. A diverse mix of country, rock, and blues, the quintet gives every listener of every range a reason to get up and dance. This event is free to the community. Bring your own lawn chairs and drinks. Feel free to arrive early to set up camp and get the party started. Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. at 1705 West Missouri. Community Roundup by Stuart Doreen. Bridge Tournament this weekend. The Tall City Sectional Duplicate Bridge Tournament is set for Friday through Sunday at the Allison Bridge Center, 913 West Wadley. Sessions will take place Friday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., Saturday, 9:30 a.m., 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. and to be announced. Contact Tournament Chair Lonnie Yee at lcyee56@gmail.com or call 432-352-8882. All players must be ACBL members. There is a $4 additional per session for expired ACBL memberships or a one-time free 120-day guest pass to be obtained before the tournament. Otherwise, the entry fee is $12 or $120 per team for the Sunday Stratified Swiss Team event. Wellness Tour. The 9th Annual Community-Wide Wellness Tour, presented by Midland Health, will take place Thursday through Tuesday. Events include Field Day from 1 to 4 p.m. Thursday at Centennial Park, Movie in the Park at 9 p.m. Friday at Astound Broadband Stadium, the Ninja Nation Obstacle Course, Interactive Resource Fair from 8 a.m. to noon Saturday at the Horseshoe, and Wet and Wild with the Fire Department from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday at C.J. Kelly Park. A schedule of events can be found at MidlandWellnessTour.com. Hope House hosts 3rd Annual National Cancer Survivor Day event. The 3rd Annual National Cancer Survivor Day event will be held at Hope House from 2 to 4 p.m. June 4th at 2006 West Tennessee in Midland. There will be a local cancer survivor sharing her journey, refreshments, live music, and ribbon tying for all the different types of cancer. Gifts of Hope Executive Director Clint Dixon said, "This event exists to provide space for survivors to come together, along with friends and family, to inspire others who are in the middle of their journey and also hope that cancer can be beat. The people represented by our event have strength, beauty, and colorful personalities, so we want to showcase that while making the community aware of how many people are affected and have overcome cancer. We want every survivor in the Permian Basin and their families to join us on our front lawn for an amazing celebration. For more information, visit www.giftsofhopetx.org. City of Midland requests feedback. The City of Midland is in the process of searching for a new city manager and is seeking input from residents about the traits, qualities, and experience residents would like to see in the next city manager. The survey should take no more than 10 minutes to complete, and all responses are completely anonymous. The survey will remain open through June 4th. To complete the survey, access the following link. https://forms.office.com/r/HU17NASGDU Community Calendar. 7th Annual Mariachi Workshops, June 7th through 9th at Abel Junior High. Hot Dog Run benefiting Midland Humane Coalition, June 10th at Midland College. www.midlandhumane.org/hotdogrun.html Cesar Ornelas Mextex Family Fiesta, June 10th at Centennial Park. Carver Junior Senior High School Reunion, June 15th through 18th. Senior Life Midland Fan Drive, June 17th at Lowe's. The Beach Boys at the Education Foundation, ECISD, Annual Concert, July 27th at the Ector County Coliseum. Midland ISD Bond Committee. The following is a list of bond planning committee meetings which are open to the public to attend. All meetings are scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. and future meeting dates are at Bunch Elementary, Thursday, 700 South Jackson, June 20th at a location to be determined. MISD's Bond Planning Committee website will be updated with more information as the process continues. You can find it at midlandisd.net/bond. Small Bites. There's no Midland without Tall City Bistro by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Tucked away in the alley between the Weaver and Reliance Energy buildings on Illinois sits Tall City Bistro. Inside, executive chef and owner Manny Garcia, along with his daughter, niece, and other employees, flawlessly dance around the small and narrow kitchen, cooking up some of the most delicious and affordable food found in all of the 432 area. Growing up in Mexico City, Garcia's family needed a little extra cash, so at a young age, he started working as a dishwasher. There, he unknowingly soaked up every mannerism and skill presented by the restaurant's fresh French chef. However, a lifetime of stove heat didn't reign as Garcia's number one plan. I wanted to be a marine biologist, but it was too expensive. Back in my days, culinary school was cheaper. Now it's backwards, Garcia explained. I've been an executive chef for 28, 29 years. After 6.5 years as the executive chef and food beverage director for the DoubleTree by Hilton downtown, the food pro set his eyes on returning home to Arizona. But when the owner of Taco de Vino asked Garcia to take over the business, the opportunity couldn't be based up. So Manny changed the name to Tall City Bistro, created a loaded breakfast and lunch menu from his decades of experience, and the rest is history. I bought this in 2020 during COVID times. It was really good the first 2 months, but when March hit and everything shut down, I had to work at another place to pay for this, Garcia admitted. My two oldest kids worked here, but on my day off, I would come prep everything for them every 3 days. But we survived and did it, and that's the best part. Now, Manny and his team stay busy from open to close with in-house orders, to-go orders, and private events. With both breakfast and lunch being served all day, every Midlander who walks through the tall City Bistro doors will leave ecstatic, full, and wanting more. Tall City Bistro can be found at 400 West Illinois. Current business hours run 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. For to-go orders, call 432-247-1223. Hot Bites. Personally, I haven't been to any other small locally owned restaurants with as much variety on the menu as Tall City Bistro. From sweet breakfast items such as pancakes and French toast to pastas, burgers, and true Mexican-styled burritos and tacos, it'd be hard to leave the aesthetically pleasing corner spot unsatisfied. Other breakfast items include the Bistro Breakfast, Midlander's Skillet, Huevos Rancheros, Denver Omelet, Garden Omelet, Meat Lover's Omelet, Tall City Stack, Silver Dollar Pancakes, French Toast, Texas Waffle, Small Stack, CYO Omelet, and CYO Burrito. Other lunch items include the Tall Salad, Caesar Salad, Arugula Salad, Tall City Taco Salad, Green Chicken Enchiladas, Red Beef Enchiladas, All-American Burger, Spicy Burger, Buffalo Chicken Wrap, Chicken Tender Basket, Four Taco Choices, Bistro, Midlander, Al Pastor, and Blackened Shrimp, Traditional Philly Cheesesteak, Penne Pasta, Bistro BLT, Clubhouse Sandwich, Grilled Chicken Sandwich, and a Torta Cubana. For sides, choose from traditional esquites, street corn, house chips, chips and salsa, refried beans, Spanish rice, borracho beans, and avocado. For brunch lovers, Manny recommends the platter. 6 pieces of French toast or 3 full-size pancakes, along with eggs, homestyle potatoes or hash browns, fruit, your choice of breakfast meat, and syrup. As for me, I'd recommend the Huevos Rancheros, naturally creamy and packed with flavor, or the arugula salad, topped with apple pieces, raisins, pecans, cucumber slices, radish slices, cherry tomatoes, your choice of meat, and a delicious vinaigrette. Although I usually don't care for arugula, I genuinely can't believe I've gone this long without having this salad. Every bite I took, I just kept hoping the dish would magically multiply and never end. Another important note about Tall City Bistro is the ingredients. Manny prides himself on the freshness of his food, and it's apparent in everything he makes. If he cuts a bell pepper on Monday and it hasn't been eaten by close on Tuesday, out it goes. Now, it might sound like Tall City Bistro has a lot of food waste. However, Garcia and his team have practically perfected the amount they need to prep each day, in turn helping provide customers with the just-picked idea he's going for. And if you haven't put it together already, everything is made in-house, including the chips, salsa, and tortillas. Overall vibes. I could go on and on about how good the food at Tall City Bistro tastes, but quite frankly, Manny Garcia is what makes the business so special. A family man, the chef treats every customer who walks through his glass door like they're his own. Furthermore, he's one of the most down-to-earth people I've met in my time here, and is proof that working hard and treating the community like family gets you farther than anything else ever will. Tall City Bistro is just a brick-and-mortar representation of the one-of-a-kind man running the show.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. Midland Health. Wellness Tour begins this week. The 9th Annual Wellness Tour is back to promote all the health and wellness opportunities Midland offers the community. The schedule for this jam-packed Health and Wellness Week is full of fun events for all ages and the whole family. All activities are free, or organizations provide a discount for their services throughout the week of the Wellness Tour. Join us Thursday to kick off Wellness Tour at Centennial Park for a field day. Ninja Nation Obstacle Course and Interactive Resource Fair will return Saturday, and to close out this year's Wellness Tour, head to C.J. Kelly Park for the Fire Department's Wet and Wild 4 p.m. on June 5th. Other activities during Wellness Tour include: enjoy a free class at Midland Yoga Works. Source Float and Wellness is offering 20% off all services. Midland Public Libraries host Health Habit Storytime. Texas Tech Healthy Lifestyle Presentations and Workshops. Half-off vitamin shots Thursday and Tuesday at Simply. Midland Health Department hosts an evening shot clinic. Free birth and pregnancy classes with Midland Birth Center. Field Day at Manor Park, Midland College's Basketball Clinic, Movie in the Park, Gifts of Hope hosts National Survivor Day, Give Back by Donating at the Blood Drive, Your Furry Pets can get low-cost vaccinations and microchips at Fix West Texas, Free Confidential HIV Testing with the Life Center. Wellness Tour is one of the unique ways Midland Health works to help make Midland the healthiest community in Texas. Our passion for Midland County, ranked among the healthiest counties in Texas, according to the county health rankings funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, is for community members to enjoy their best selves with many wellness and health resources. Wellness Tour is another step forward in lighting the way to achieve our vision. Wellness Tour is created and organized by Midland Health with the help of the City of Midland, Midland Health Services, Midland Fire Department, Midland College, Midland ISD, Keep Midland Beautiful, Midland Development Corp, Senior Life, and Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Thank you to all the organizations and businesses who are a part of the events during Wellness Tour. Your participation provides the community with valuable resources to live a well-balanced life. For a full schedule of events along with detailed information, visit www.midlandwellnesstour.com and NBSP. Research. Exercise can cut Parkinson's risk in women. Getting regular exercise may reduce a woman's chances of developing Parkinson's disease by as much as 25%, according to research published in the journal Neurology. It involved 95,354 women who were an average of age 49 and did not have Parkinson's when the study began. The researchers compared the women's physical exercise levels over nearly three decades, including such activities as walking, cycling, gardening, stair climbing, house cleaning, and sports participation. In that time, 1,074 women developed Parkinson's. The study found that as a woman's exercise level increased, her risk for Parkinson's decreased. Those who got the most exercise, based on timing and intensity, developed the disease at a 25% lower rate than those who exercised the least. The researchers wrote that the study's findings, quote, suggests that physical activity may help prevent or delay Parkinson's disease onset, end quote. Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder, meaning it is a progressive disease that affects the nervous system and parts of the body controlled by nerves. It is sometimes referred to as a movement disorder because of the uncontrollable tremors, muscle stiffness, and gait and balance problems it can cause. But people with Parkinson's may also experience sleep problems, depression, memory issues, fatigue, and more. The symptoms generally stem from the brain's lack of production of dopamine, a chemical that helps control muscle movement. No cure exists for Parkinson's, but treatments to relieve symptoms include medication, lifestyle adjustments, and surgical procedures such as deep brain stimulation. Most people diagnosed with Parkinson's are 60 or older. About 500,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with Parkinson's, according to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, which notes, quote, the actual number is likely much higher, end quote. Perhaps reaching 1 million, because so many people are undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. Mayo Clinic Q&A. 5 ways to get better sleep. Dear Mayo Clinic, as I get older, I find I have increasing issues with sleep. I struggle to fall asleep and then stay asleep. I wake up during the night and get discouraged when I see the clock. By the time I get back to sleep, my alarm is set to wake me up. I feel groggy during the day and actively look for opportunities to nap. It would be great to wake up feeling rested and ready for the day. What can I do to improve my sleep? Answer. You're not alone if you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. Many people struggle with sleep, and that's a problem, since sleep plays a crucial role in your health, energy levels, and ability to function at your best. Most adults require 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night to feel well-rested and energized each day. If restless nights have become the norm for you, or you find that your sleep is not refreshing for you, start by observing your sleep patterns. Take notes about how much you sleep each night, what factors contribute to your sleep, how rested you feel the next morning, and how sleepy you feel throughout the day. After observing your sleep patterns for at least 1, but preferably 2 weeks, try these 5 strategies to help improve your sleep. 1. Minimize light and sound. These 2 environmental factors can affect your quality and quantity of sleep. Darkness causes your brain to release melatonin for a calming, sleepy effect. As a result, it's important to minimize your exposure to light before bedtime. Even the light from your computer, TV, or other devices might make it more difficult to fall asleep. Ban these devices from your bedroom and create a dark space using blackout shades or an eye mask. Noise also can interfere with your ability to sleep. Try using a fan or a noise machine to block out unwanted noises. 2. Get comfortable. Adults spend about a third of their lives asleep, so it's worthwhile to invest in bedding that comforts and relaxes you. And don't forget about your pillows, too. Before climbing into bed, try lowering your thermostat a few degrees. Your core temperature drops during rest, and keeping your room chilly will aid in this natural temperature drop. 3. Keep a routine. Just like kids, adults sleep better when they have a bedtime routine. Stick to a regular sleep schedule. Aim to go to bed and wake up at the same time, both during the week and on the weekends. Doing the same thing before bed each night can help prepare your body for rest and condition your brain for sleep. Stick to activities that promote relaxation, such as gentle stretching, writing in a journal, reading, or meditation. 4. Manage stress. How you handle stress can significantly affect your ability to fall and stay asleep. While stress isn't all bad, it can disrupt your sleep when it turns into worry or anxiety. If your busy mind keeps you up at night, try practicing stress management techniques before bed. Listening to, but not watching, sleep talk-down meditations can help clear your mind before bed. Experiment with aromatherapy, deep breathing, keeping a gratitude journal, or meditation. 5. Get out of bed. If you lie in bed stressing about your inability to sleep, get out of bed and do something that will promote relaxation. This might be reading an uninteresting book, practicing a relaxation technique, or focusing on your breath. When you begin to feel sleepy, head back to bed. Avoid spending time in bed frustrated about sleep. Make sleep a priority. Even if you're already sleeping soundly, these tips can help. If you're still not getting enough sleep, use these additional suggestions until you get the sleep you need to feel your best each day. Keep a written log of your sleep schedule this week. Turn off your electronic devices, including your phone and TV, an hour before bed each night. Do some gentle stretches before bed to help you relax. Continue making adjustments until restless nights become a thing of the past. If you struggle with sleep despite these measures, it may be time to talk with your healthcare team. Cognitive aging. Multivitamins may help slow memory loss. A daily multivitamin, an inexpensive over-the-counter nutritional supplement, may help slow memory loss in people ages 60 and older, a large nationwide clinical trial suggests. The research, a collaboration between scientists at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Columbia University, appeared in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition on Wednesday. It was the second such multivitamin clinical study within the COCOA Supplement and Multivitamin Outcome Study, COS-MOS. A larger body of research examining the health effects of certain dietary supplements to reach the same conclusion. The most recent study found that those taking multivitamins showed an estimated 3.1 fewer years of memory loss compared with a control group who took a placebo. Put another way, the multivitamin group was an estimated 3.1 years, quote, younger, end quote, in terms of their memory function than the placebo group. Quote, older adults are very concerned about preserving cognition and memory, so this is a very important finding, end quote, said Joanne Manson, chief of Brigham's Division of Preventive Medicine and co-leader of the study with Howard Sesso, associate director of the division. Quote, they are looking for safe and effective prevention strategies. The fact that two separate studies came to similar conclusions is remarkable, end quote. Manson, also a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, described the effect of the supplements as, quote, substantial, end quote. She stressed, however, that a dietary supplement, quote, will never be a substitute for a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle, end quote. The study used a commonly available multivitamin, Centrum Silver, but, quote, we think any high-quality multivitamin is likely to convey similar results, end quote, Manson said. Centrum Silver contains vitamins D, A, and B12, thiamine, riboflavin, and manganese, among other substances. Manson and Sesso reported grants to their institution from Mars Edge, which is a unit of the food company Mars, and which focuses on nutrition research and produces the dietary supplement of Cocovia. Several of the 10 authors of the research also reported financial support from the National Institutes of Health. Mars Edge and Pfizer Consumer Healthcare, now Halon, maker of Centrum Silver, donated the multivitamins and placebo tablets and packaging. Cosmos is also supported by NIH grants. Sesso also reported grants from supplements company Pure Encapsulations and biopharmaceuticals company Pfizer. An honoria or travel support for lectures from the trade group for the dietary supplement industry, Council for Responsible Nutrition, chemical company BASF, NIH, and a group that focuses on nutrition research, American Society for Nutrition. Multivitamins already are popular with older Americans. 39% of adults ages 60 and older take multivitamins, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. U.S. sales of multivitamins and multivitamins with minerals totaled about $8 billion in 2020, according to NIH. Memory benefit lasted 3 years. The latest trial included more than 3,500 participants ages 60 and older who completed web-based assessments of memory and cognition annually over 3 years. The tasks were recalling words and recognizing novel objects and a measure of executive control. Compared with the placebo group, participants randomized to multivitamin supplementation did significantly better on immediate recall of words after 1 year and sustained that benefit for an additional 2 years of follow-up, according to the study. Multivitamin use, however, quote, did not significantly affect memory retention, executive function, or novel object recognition, end quote, when compared with placebo use, the study showed. The finding is especially important because the brain, as all other organs in the body, requires nutrients for optimal functioning and can suffer cognitively without them, brain health experts said. Quote, this study is groundbreaking, end quote, said Andrew Budson, professor of neurology at Boston University and chief of cognitive behavioral neurology at VA Boston Healthcare System, who was not involved in the research. Low levels of vitamins B1, also known as thiamine, B12, and D are associated with cognitive decline, he said. Quote, that a simple multivitamin can slow cognitive decline while they are aging normally is quite exciting, as it is something that almost everyone can do, end quote, Budson said. Paul E. Schultz, professor of neurology and director of the Neurocognitive Disorders Center at McGovern Medical School at UT Health Houston, said the brain requires a lot of vitamins and minerals to function properly. Slowing of cognitive aging. The previous study, conducted by Brigham and Women's Hospital and scientists at Wake Forest University School of Medicine, appeared in the fall in the journal Alzheimer's and Dementia. It found a 60% slowing of cognitive aging among those who took multivitamins compared with the placebo group. The two studies were independent of each other and had different designs. But significantly, Both were randomized placebo-controlled clinical trials. The, quote, gold standard, end quote, of research in determining the efficacy of a drug or medical treatment, directly linking cause and effect. Quote, this is probably the best evidence there is for taking a multivitamin, end quote, said Donald Henstred, a specialist in nutrition at the Mayo Clinic, who was not involved in the research. Quote, a randomized controlled trial, good study, end quote. Curiously, both studies suggest that participants who derived the greatest benefits may have been those with a history of cardiovascular disease, the researchers said. In the overall COSMOS trial, which includes different studies, there were lower rates of stomach pain, diarrhea, skin rash, and bruising as side effects with multivitamin use compared with the placebo, but an increased rate of gastrointestinal bleeding.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.